Mad Radio, tomorrow in the 9 o'clock hour, we have our Freddy's Frozen Custard Friday giveaway, which we have every Friday in the 9 o'clock hour. We look forward to that to win a basically, it'll be 9 o'clock tomorrow. Lunch or dinner for you and three of your friends. Make sure to check them out. Freddy'sUSA.com to find a location near you. Gallant is joining us on Tuesday at 6 o'clock as a full-time member of the radio show, which we look forward to. We'll hear from Bill O'Brien on his quarterbacks in a moment. I have one issue with Paul, which I can't figure out why he has not texted me in the last couple of days. Paul and I have the same mouse, like the computer mouse, and I'm one of those freaks who I use a laptop, but I don't like the trackpad. I've always used the external mouse. I'm much more comfortable that way.
Yeah.
He and I have the exact same mouse, and I took his mouse. I took two mice on Monday, and he was in on Monday.
So you took yours and his.
Yeah, and then he texted me, so I gave one back, and I gave him the wrong one back, and he has not texted me, and so I keep forgetting. So I keep forgetting.
Like children separated at birth.
Exactly. So I have his mouse. He has my mouse, and he has not brought this up.
Is your mouse working?
No.
Did you have to I think you can just re-download the software and everything.
So?
Why don't you do that? Yeah.
I don't know how to do
that. Why don't you take the next 3 minutes to do that?
Frankly,
it's a distraction during the show right now. let's play one of Paul and Josh's bits from the night show so we can tease the folks about what's
going on. Do you have one at the ready?
I don't have one at the ready. We'll do that in the next segment.
Okay, we'll do that in the 8 o'clock hour. In the 8 o'clock segment, the Texans have OTAs this week. They've had a couple, and I think today might be the final one. Here was Bill O'Brien on his quarterback so far, including Deshaun Watson. Here's Bill O'Brien.
Everybody in that quarterback room really has gotten better, each in their own individual stage of the offense, and so he's really improved his knowledge of our offense, his knowledge of defensive football, and you know he's doing what he can do out on the field, which is very good for us anytime he's out there doing things on the field, and he's getting better every day.
So that's Bill O'Brien on his quarterback room. Watson, Whedon, Joe Webb, and Stephen Morris as well. Curious.
Is Stephen Morris a university as well?
No.
They should. Okay.
I don't think
so. You sure
so.
There's not a Stephen Morris University?
Relatively sure.
Over Hill and Dale? All right.
Yeah, I don't believe there is. It was interesting that they picked him off waivers a few weeks ago because the Texans usually don't do that sort of thing in the offseason. And we were curious that their solution at backup quarterback was going with Brandon Whedon and not going maybe somebody more mobile. I'm just curious really to see in training camp and preseason what Joe Webb looks like, what Stephen Morris looks like. Do they want to keep two quarterbacks? Do they want to keep three? I mean, I would like to keep three quarterbacks just to be safe, especially with what's gone on with this football team and quarterbacks.
I know
recently.
I hate the argument that, hey, this team is snake bitten at quarterback or they always go through quarterbacks or what have you. I don't know if it's just a freakish stretch of bad luck or what it might be. But man, most other teams are just fine keeping two quarterbacks. And because you so rarely have to break the glass in case of emergency and use your second one. It's just a regular occurrence on this team. Maybe it was the old strength coach and sports science people and all of that. I doubt it. Maybe it was that, and that all of this new stuff that they're doing now will change that. But, well, I'll say that for one. I mean, Ryan Mallett tore his pec in the weight room. That's garbage.
Again,
that's garbage. That should never happen.
In hindsight, it's amazing how something like that could actually happen.
Right.
If your quarterback gets hurt during a game, then that's basically in the course of doing business.
In defense of the old strength coach, Ryan Mallett seems like the kind of kid that might have gone in and been like, "Let's see if I can bench 400 just for the hell of it." So I don't know if I should blame the coach in
He's
that.
Got but long it's arms, just, though.
It's the last thing, last place in the world. If your quarterback ever gets injured in the weight room, you got serious, serious issues.
Yes. That's a disaster.
You look at Tom Brady's workout. That's what you need to do. You just be kind of a soft-looking, smooth-skinned, he's not, what is he? He's like skinny fat almost. Were you a little disappointed in seeing Tom Brady with his shirt off at the...
In that
documentary?
I guess a little bit. It's not like he looks like some buff kind of guy.
No, but he looks super lean. Like, his face looks lean. Like, I expect to see, like, when you see hockey players or soccer players with their shirts off, you're like, holy crap, that dude's got like 2% body fat and like he's sinewy, you know? There's no sinewy about Tom Brady. He just looks like your dad. If your dad didn't gain that, not your dad personally, your dad's a Greek god.
No.
But like anybody's random dad, like if they hadn't gained like the extra 20 or 30 pounds.
That makes sense. Well, speaking of Tom Brady is not at Patriots OTAs, which is surprising because if you're a franchise quarterback, if you're a starting quarterback of any team, usually you're going to go to every single thing, whether it's voluntary, mandatory. Brady is choosing not to do that, which put Bill Belichick in a great mood. Landry wrote down that Belichick looked more miserable than usual, which is interesting because it's so early. We're kind of before football season. So Tuesday, Belichick was asked initially about Brady's absence from OTAs.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about the people that aren't here. The guys that are here are improving. They're working hard. And those are the guys we're going to focus on.
The guys who are here.
Yeah, can't believe you guys are asking about Tom Brady.
Yes.
Why would I talk about the guys that aren't here? Why would I talk about, the greatest football player of the past decade?
Well, not surprisingly.
Guy that I owe all my money to. Why would we talk about the very guy that has vaulted me into being the greatest coach of all time?
Then Belichick immediately got another question about Tom Brady.
Quarterback to be using your backup and your third string quarterback?
All the guys that are here, not everybody's working, but all the guys that are out here working are improving, and it's a great opportunity for them and for our team to come together. That's what's happening.
Man, I'm going to be like a pig in slop if we're sitting here and Gallant joins us Tuesday at 6, and we are going to oversee the demise of the Patriots dynasty.
Over the next 9 months.
Over the next 9 months, and see how Paul reacts to all these different little Patriots stories, which keep coming out!
This is what's so strange, is they were just in a Super Bowl, mind you. They had a very good chance of winning that Super Bowl. Their quarterback threw for over 500 yards in that Super Bowl. And yet, it felt so unpatriot-like.
Yes.
I think it's fair to say that a previous version of the Patriots would have won that Super Bowl. There's something about whatever level of grievance Tom Brady has against Bill Belichick, and the fact that Bill Belichick benched Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl, and nobody on the team seems to either A, know why, or B, be particularly happy about it. And now you've got Tom Brady almost at the point where I almost, would you put it past, I also want to say this out loud because it would be so magnificent and glorious.
You think he'd retire suddenly?
No, what if you were to either hold out what if you were to pull a Barry Sanders and in July be like, you know what, I'm not feeling it.
Well, based on I didn't watch the last episode.
He already claimed that he's planning on playing this year.
But in the last episode, which I didn't watch,
of Tom Brady against Tom against Time.
Did he say something along the lines of how should I put this? That basically, it gets a little bit harder every single year. You have all these different family commitments. You realize all the things you're missing out on.
This is what happened. As I remember it, I don't know if he went even that far. He talked about those realities. The thing that got the most news is when the producer of Tom versus Time sat down and talked with Peter King.
Yes.
And that producer kind of made it sound like Tom Brady's retirement is way more imminent than perhaps he's let on because of all those things. So I can't distinguish in my mind right now what Tom Brady said versus what that producer said. But the producer made it sound like, wow, after watching him for a whole year, it's really starting to weigh on his mind how much time he spends away from his family, just how much energy it takes. That's what, more than anything, it's the energy. The time, you get a bunch of time in the offseason to spend with your family,
especially
when you're playing
now.
Football, right? But it's the energy and the focus, and when you're as determined as he is, it takes away from, he makes certain sacrifices that he doesn't need to make at this point. And I bet that's what he's wondering, is like, okay, I don't need to make any of these sacrifices. It's purely for my own drive for greatness, and is that really worth it anymore?
All right, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most shocked, 1 being completely not surprised at all, how surprising / shocking would it be if Brady suddenly retired in late July, early August?
I would still say it'd be a 9.5 out of 10 shock. For a bunch of...
I'd be like a 9.3.
And I think at least one of them is his relationship with Robert Kraft. I don't think he would...
Would leave him in that lurch?
I don't think he would do it to Robert Kraft. I think he would do it to Belichick. I don't think he would do it to Robert Kraft.
I could see that. I think that's a valid point.
Yeah, but it would be a fun... Just like all those years that Brady's let himself get yelled at by Belichick in front of the team and everything because it's supposed to prove a point to the team. Like, if in the back of his mind, he's like, man, I can't wait until the day I say take this job and shove it and flip you off as
That'll
I'm walking
be a glorious
out the door.
Day. Bill Belichick was also asked a question about Rob Gronkowski and meetings he's had with Gronk.
Yeah, like I said, Mike, I'm focused on the guys that are here, and those are the guys that we're working with in this OTA process in phase 3. Those are the guys I'm concentrating on. That's who we're focused on.
Remind me, Seth. So McClain sat here yesterday and he said that the issue is not Brady and his trainer, Alex Guerrero, and seeing Guerrero. It's the other players on the team seeing Alex Guerrero. Do
right.
I have that right?
That Alex Guerrero's personal trainer, or excuse me, that Tom Brady's personal trainer, Alex Guerrero, wants to have more access to players or whatnot. Because he used to be a part of the meetings with the training staff, and then they banned him last year. That's where a lot of this seeming rift came from. Rob Gronkowski wants to work with Alex Guerrero. With Rob Gronkowski, it's about the contract, and it has been, perpetually.
Yeah.
Rob Gronkowski signed new deal and was trying to renegotiate the deal less than a year after the new deal, to the point where they had to explain to Gronkowski, look, you're not allowed to renegotiate a deal until one calendar year after the deal is. And it's like a constant ongoing thing with Gronkowski and his contract.
Because he signed an initial deal which was not great for him.
No.
So he's always like playing from behind, if you will.
Like in the Patriots, I mean, that's one thing the Texans did for Andre Johnson was Andre Johnson signed a bad deal and they gave him a new contract.
They did.
The Patriots haven't done that for Rob Gronkowski.